From Pioneer 90.1 KSRQ, Thief River Falls, Minnesota, you're listening to Times Past. Interviews and speakers sharing the history of Northwest Minnesota landmarks, personalities, traditions, and organizations. Times Past is brought to you courtesy of the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Hi, Glenn Broggett with this edition of Times Past. Now, we are back at the Peter Engelstad Pioneer Village in Thief River Falls, Minnesota for this installment. And we are joined once again by the director of the Pioneer Village, Jamie Bonkin. Jamie's going to take us into one of the houses that are featured, one of the many buildings that are featured here at the Engelstad Village. We're going to go inside a house, look around, and even go upstairs. Yes, I was brave enough to go upstairs. We'll even find out some more info as we go walking the trail about some of the events that have been held at the Pioneer Village and some that are going to be coming up here in 2019. So let's go walking with Jamie Bonkin at the Peter Engelstad Pioneer Village on this edition of Times Past.
So I'm sure you're familiar with Carol and Leroy Stump.
Oh, yeah.
And so that is Carol's grandpa's hunting cabin.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, so they have, they clean it out. They were actually just here on Monday night. And so they have a big potluck and their whole group comes in and then they clean the entire place. So our main project this year, as I mentioned, we've done tons of fixing on all of these roofs. We have one more cabin that we'll get a new roof before the snow flies. But the problem is one of our cabins right here, the foundation is not good anymore. So we have to keep that building locked up. And so we have a company that's going to come in, lift the building, put it on some footers, and then lay a new foundation for us.
Yeah, that's got to be quite the process, dealing with the delicate conditions of some of these buildings and just some of the stuff in general.
Exactly, and so it's very expensive. So that's why by having membership, so people can become a member, by having these different events, I'm able to get the funds to help preserve what we have here. Because, I mean, you can't just go to Walmart and go buy a 100-year-old log cabin. So.
Absolutely not. And now we are coming up on
the Swanson Bray post office and cabin.
Okay, now as we walk into the door, all the comforts of home, it looks like here.
And if you want to go up the rickety steps, you sure can, and you can take a peek of the upstairs, because a lot of people don't even realize that they can go up to the upstairs because they were closed for quite a while. So They're safe now, and yeah, so it's just really fun to see like how people lived back in the day.
Yes, and I've noticed this with old houses, these small, again, small narrow steps.
Yes.
As I'm walking here, I'm going to get brave here, get real brave, and it's not a heights thing. I just don't want to slip. Looking up in here, and wow, this is quite the sight. You have bedrooms up here. I'll let you kind of talk about here as I walk back down. Look out below. Tell us a little bit about what's upstairs.
So, yeah, so there's bedrooms upstairs, and we just like to talk to the students and families when they come in and just explain, like, imagine having five brothers and sisters, and you're stuck in this cabin all winter long. So we like to just talk about how different it is, and we talk about how there's outhouses instead of the bathroom. So just how great life is now, and using the candlelight to stay awake and to read before you go to bed, because that's all you have. And then sometimes we have it where they can actually make candles. So, yeah, it's just lots of fun for kids to know.
Now, how many kids do you think would be game to spend a night in one of these buildings here?
Well, honestly, we have a Boy Scout troop. I think they're going to camp. I don't think they're going to sleep in the buildings, but they are going to sleep here at some point this summer.
So, yeah, you got the Boy Scouts and also the Girl Scouts have been involved with the village as well?
Yes, they have, yes. So one of my daughters is in Girl Scouts, and yes, so they come out here. We had a group from Middle River come out last year, so... So yeah, so they all seem to enjoy coming out here, and Like I said, we have different little things that they can do with interactive. They can beat a rug, they can wash the clothes, and then they can just see everything. And we've had many, many birthday parties this year. I think we've had almost 10 already this season, where kids are either playing laser tag, doing escape rooms. We had a superhero theme last weekend, and then they did mini golf with that. So yeah, there's many, many options to come here, and I mean, just enjoy your time.
Well, yeah. Now, you talk about escape rooms. Now, that's one of those things in the last 5 years that is really starting to catch fire. I mean, you see now these different places designated for parties and the like. Where do you hold these escape room parties in?
So the escape rooms are actually in the Viking Depot or in the One Room Schoolhouse. We were doing the cabins, but they're a little bit small, so we've just gone with our little bit larger buildings instead. And so luckily I work with a great guy named Danny Christensen, and he's very good at puzzles. And so he's come up with all of our different escape room themes. So it's great. So
you guys haven't planned anything for like Halloween with an escape room?
Oh, not an escape room. We do scares. And so I work with another wonderful person, Rosalyn Groven. She's from the Goodridge area, and she teaches at Lincoln High School here. And she has scary, scary, scary ideas. I'm too scared to walk through, even though I know where everything is. I will not walk through because it is terrifying. So usually we have our scare nights in August and October, because we call them ghost tours in August. But this year we're going to do just one huge scare weekend in September. And we are going to be having a zombie wedding.
A zombie wedding?
In August. Yep, the bride's going to get married in the church. And then she wants a zombie theme for her reception. So that is going to be very exciting that we'll be having in August. And then last year we had a beautiful wedding that was outdoors. She wanted to get married outside, so she got married on the church steps. So that bride enjoyed that part of it as well. So yeah, it's just sky's the limit around here. I mean, if you have an idea, I will try to make it happen for you.
Well, I think people just want to have something real instead of just, I mean, things can get so generic with,
right.
and just be all about money and the prestige of like these weddings. You hear about the thousands and thousands that get spent on them.
Yes.
And you end up with this big ceremony, but it doesn't seem like it's really theirs. And having a place like this kind of gives a little bit of a nostalgic touch, but also a bit of ownership.
Yeah, and just like a vintage wedding. I mean, it's so very exciting.
You've been listening to Times Past from Pioneer 90.1 KSRQ, Thief River Falls, Minnesota. Times Past is brought to you courtesy of the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. For Times Past, I'm Glenn Broggett.